At the end of last year, we finished off with the question, so where is the Sambatyon? And if it truly exists, how come nobody has found it? With all the technology that we have, how come it hasn't been found? Seemingly we know everything about everywhere, about everyone in the world. So where is this Sambatyon River? We don't believe that it's just a muscle, a parable for some ruchniyistik inyan, rather a physical river. So where is it? What's the story? So the truth is that this is not a new question. As a matter of fact, this question was asked of the Maharal of Prague because they thought in his days they found everything. People wrote to him, you know, in our days we have new technology that we really, we found the whole world already. So where is the Sambatyon River? And he gave an answer that's since been echoed by many G'doyle Yisrael. And the main answer that's given is that the same Eibishter that wants them hidden is the same Eibishter that is involved in the creation of all technology. And if the Eibishter wants them hidden, so even all the technology will not find them. If the Eibishter wants them until the Yizgalus to be hidden from us and only be reunited with Klal Yisrael by the ultimate Hizgalos. So with all the searching and with all the research and with all the technology and all the advancements, you're obviously not going to find them because the Eibishter concealed them. But it's interesting, I want to share with you two answers of the Rebbe regarding the Sambatyon. The first answer was written in 1964, Tovshin Chav Dalet. There was a Yid, maybe he still is. His name is Reb Sadia Jerufi. And he wrote a letter to the Rebbe on Chof Aleph Tammuz, Tovshin Chof Dalet. And he basically wrote to the Rebbe that, you know, where can these lost tribes be if the whole world has been explored? This is 1964 already. We know everything, so what's going on? So the Rebbe responded to him, and here's a copy of this letter, where the Rebbe writes, Chof Vav Tammuz Tovshin Chof Dalet, Ma'asher ineni kabolas michtovim yoyim Chof Aleph Tammuz. I am confirming the receipt of his letter that he wrote to me on Chof Aleph Tammuz. B'mayna l'sheilosei. In response to his question, now we weren't sure from the letter what the question was, but if you look in the footnotes, he brings down Oydeis Aseres Hashvatim Hanimtzoyim Me'ever L'Nahar Sambatyon. The question was regarding the 10 Shvatim which find themselves near or across the Sambatyon River. So what's the story? Where can they be? What's the story? So the Rebbe says, Yeshnam Bekadur Oretz. There exist in this world, in the globe, shtochim rabim ugdoilim, many large portions of the world, sha'ad atalei chokrum, that they have yet to research. You're talking about they're finding tribes in the Amazon forest still, like there's still large parts of the world which have yet to be explored, which have yet to be looked at, which have yet to be visited. And we have no idea what's going on in these places. In other words, we've yet to touch the surface of knowing everything that's going on all over the world, all over the globe. And the Rebbe says, Kim Mefursam, and it's famous, it's known. So this Rebbe is writing in 1964 that there's still large parts of the world. So we've yet to really come up to the true question. Because you can't say we've reached everywhere in the world and we haven't found them, because there are still so many parts of the Bria which have remained hidden and unexplored. That's one fascinating answer. Another interesting answer is in Igres Kodesh Chelek Tes, page Samach Beis and Samach Gimel. Now the letter is written on Chof Aleph Ir Tovshin Yud Dalid. Letter Beis Tofrei Shayin Hei. Now, who the letter was written to, we may never know because the Maskiris took out the name of who it was written to. But what it was written about is very clear. This person wrote a draft of a sefer, and he sent the draft of the sefer to the Rebbe for a haskama, for, you know, a letter of recommendation. The Rebbe says, I don't write haskamas. The Rebbe, I don't, you know, give recommendations, or else there'd be no end. Everyone's going to write svarim to the Rebbe. But the Rebbe says, but I actually have some comments to say on your sefer. Now, the Rebbe gives a certain conditions. If you're not going to take my comments and remove the parts I want removed from your sefer, says the Rebbe, I don't even want you mentioning to anyone that I looked at the sefer, because then people are going to say that I am part of your sefer. So either you take my advice and you remove what I want you to remove, and then you can tell people that the Lubavitcher Rebbe looked at your sefer. But if you don't do that, so then don't mention my name at all. So what that sefer was, I also don't know. We just know what the Rebbe wanted removed from this person's sefer. Now, it seems, just from reading the letter, that this was a sefer written for regular people. It wasn't a very intellectual sefer. It wasn't a sefer about research. It wasn't a sefer about, you know, deep philosophical debates. But rather, for the broader audience of people, regular people, written in a regular language that people can understand. And the Rebbe gives them a few rules. You cannot print something that will cheapen, will be mezalzel in any part of Torah mitzvahs. Anything that still demands much greater explanation, don't put in the sefer, because the regular person is not going to do that. He's not going to know what you're saying. Anything that is considered connected to machloikis, which is going to lead people to be confused and think there are different toiras, just don't put in there, because people are there. They're talking about simple people over here. Also, make sure you take out the good from the bad. In other words, don't put secular things into your sefer, because the one that's reading it doesn't know the difference, what's secular and what's kedusha, and he might mix it all up. And also, anything that has to do with parties, don't get involved in any political parties or machloikis, keep things out. So these are the klalim that the Rebbe gives him. Okay, so what does that have to do with the Sambatin? On page Samach Gimel, it seems that in pages 16, 17, and 18, which would be Amudin Tezayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches, he had a whole write-up about where the Sambatin is. And he came to the conclusion that it's in South Ethiopia. And he wrote that with the Pshitos, that the Sambatin River exists, and it's in southern Ethiopia somewhere, and Azayi Keshibin in Zayin Sefer. And the Rebbe writes to him, Yesh lahashmit kol ha'inyan de Sambatin. I want you to remove your whole, everything that you wrote about the Sambatin, remove from your sefer. Take it away. Kivun shemekoymai toli b'machloikis g'doyla. Because the place of the Sambatin, there's a lot of machloikis exactly where it is. Like we said, that there is opinions, for example, that Kush can be India, Kush can be Ethiopia. There are so many different opinions in the Halakha Svarim as to where it is and everything that it represents. And not like he writes just as if it's a fact, like he just states a fact he just wrote. Shazel bedroim de Medinas Ethiopi. He wrote in his sefer that it's in southern Ethiopia, and this is just where the Sambatin is. And the Rebbe says, it's not so posh. It's how you're just writing it. Just you're making facts. It's a very delicate discussion, a very difficult discussion. There's a lot of machloikis about it. So please remove the whole inyan of Sambatin from your sefer. Now, he wrote in his sefer about the travels of Reb Gershon. Now, I didn't travel there. But there was this figure in history, and his name was Reb Gershon, and he also came back with a you know, interesting episodes and interesting things about his travels. And there's been great debate if they're authentic, if it's real. So the Rebbe says, Harbe ma'aririm alav. You're bringing down these stories about this traveler, Reb Gershon. There are so many people in connection to the Sambatian. There are so many people which, you know, they're ma'arer. They bring up doubts about his whole story. Ubefrat, he says, he writes that he finishes his halachas that he's seen and heard, etc., that they taich loy sevaru eish. We know there's a machlokes about fire. You know, if you could have something that's are you allowed to have anything cooking, like on a blech, for example, or a cholim from before Shabbos, or like the tzedukim that they were, you know, no fire at all. They wouldn't allow anything to do, you know, on Shabbos. And he taiches in his sefer, the Reb Gershon says, that loy sevaru eish, he teaches it like the Pirush HaKaroim. So therefore, says the Rebbe, obviously, this is not somebody that we are taking that's following our Mesorah, and therefore not a legitimate source, and definitely should not be in a Sefer being written for Frum HaYidin, and you should definitely not decide with a fact and a Pshitus where the Sambatian River is. So comes the question, after all said and done, now we know about the Aseres HaShvatim, where they are, they, so to speak, will they return when Mashiach comes? And that we will, Mirtz Hashem, be explaining in tomorrow's shir.